Currently, 98 women serve in the U.S. Congress, 78 in the House, 20 in the Senate, including one from New York, one from Massachusetts, and two from New Hampshire. Numbers provided by the Center for American Women in Politics further show that the number of women in statewide executive posts is 75, and the proportion of women in state legislatures is about a quarter. Saratoga Springs Mayor-elect Joanne Yepsen, a Democrat, says when the federal government shut down, it was the women in government on both sides of the aisle who came together and got things going again.
And it's important to have women at the table when we're negotiating issues because we have a good way of communicating with one another regardless of political party. We want to see results. We want to see action. We want common sense solutions.
In Albany, Carolyn McLaughlin serves as Common Council President, and Albany Mayor-elect Kathy Sheehan, also a Democrat, joined the growing number of women in political office when she became city treasurer 4 years ago.
Women bring a practicality. I think that women are entering these races with a tremendous amount of experience, and they are very serious about serving their community and doing things in a different way. And I think it's really important that we have more women involved. I mean, New York State is not among the top states for women. And when you think about the fact that only 13 of the 100 largest cities in our country are run by women, and now we're going to have women running three of our large cities upstate, I think that it's a really exciting time.
Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner won a second term in a year when the state Democratic Party co-chair grabbed headlines for criticism aimed at fellow Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. Voters in Rochester elected City Council President Lovely Warren in an upset victory over incumbent Thomas Richards and challenger Alex White. As mayor-elect, Yepsen joins the ranks of female mayors. She foresees alliances and collaborations.
We are a great city, but we can't do this alone. We have had wonderful success, and we've had so many past leaders who have attributed to that success, and we're certainly going to appreciate our past as we go into the future. But we also need to be regionally focused to be economically viable. So we need to think about transportation issues, and Kathy and I will work on those. Stephanie and Kathy and I have already worked on issues together, and we're looking forward to working more closely together.
Albany historian and former New York State Assembly member Jack McEnany believes the women's movement has come of age.
Whether it's Paula Mahan out in Colony or now Kathy Sheehan here in Albany, I think we're seeing women in leadership positions, not just in helper positions. And it's about time, and I think it's something we all look forward to.
109th District Assemblywoman Pat Fahey weighs in.
I think in the last couple of years we've seen so many controversial issues at the national and state level that maybe it empowered women a little more. I know with me, when I decided to run a year and a half ago, we had just seen at the national level a debate again about birth control, and I thought, wow, what have we come to? So that definitely played on my mind, and I knew there were a number of issues I cared a lot about, and I didn't see candidates that I thought could represent me, so I know that motivated me. In terms of at the local levels here where you see women, you know, I think it's maybe just a lot of a groundswell. I talked to so many school PTA moms who are becoming school board candidates and on and on. It is about having voices of reason, whether those are men or women. I think voters are looking for something different, and I think what appealed to voters for me, I think what's appealed to voters for Kathy is that she came out of this with all good intentions. She had not spent a career of climbing a political ladder, nor had I, and maybe that too spoke to something.
Statewide politics aside, a recent Institute for Women's Policy Research study shows that at the present rate, it will take more than a century for women to reach parity in Congress. The timeline could shrink if a major party nominates a woman for president. There is considerable speculation that former New York U.S. Senator Hillary Clinton will take another shot at the highest office in the land. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.